Please be seated. 10 years ago this summer, our national church gathered at what is called General Convention, and they voted to approve a bishop, Gene Robinson, that many did not feel should be bishop because he was openly gay. This caused several parishes in our diocese to pull away, which involved us in 10 years of court cases that have settled this week. Our bishop, in talking with him personally, felt that it was important that we take this issue to court because in 1975 and 76, as St. Cross was getting ready to hire the first woman, several other parishes left the diocese without a fight. And fight isn't the right word, without any discussion or litigation. The bishop, when this came around again 10 years ago, did not feel that that was living up to his fiduciary responsibility or the responsibility of the diocese. So for the past 10 years, those of you who follow the Episcopal Church in the newspaper would know that we've been involved in some ongoing legal challenges. Our church is a hierarchical church in many ways, even though we like to say we're the church of all people, and St. Cross prides itself on its deep lay involvement. But when the bishop stands up at our gathering of clergy this week and says, "You will read this pastoral letter to your congregations," we have a vow of obedience to which we say, "Yes, Bishop, of course." However, I will say this, as we do not get a sermon on the Good Shepherd today, as you normally would, I believe that if you listen to this letter, which is available online, and I will happily give you a copy, that you will hear themes of being together in the pen and being sheep together, and that no sheep is to be left behind. So this is from our bishop. To the people and congregations of the Diocese of Los Angeles, this new Easter season unites us in responding to the ways in which God is calling us into the new resurrected life in Christ. We enter this Eastertide as a united diocesan community, joined together in daily ministry and shared service in our neighborhoods. This unity has been strengthened through the years by coming together around challenging issues and seeking common ground for understanding as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Vitality continues to emerge from the firm stands the Diocese of Los Angeles has taken in respecting the dignity of every human being, the calling of our baptismal covenant. It is wonderful again to live within the full Christian promise of Easter. After a May 7th, 2004 appearance in Orange County Superior Court brought final resolution to the litigation, the Episcopal Church of St. James the Great, Newport Beach, will continue in ministry free of the challenges of appeal by parties who left the parish in August of 2004. This action follows the California Supreme Court's January 2009 decision affirming that all Episcopal Church parish properties are held in trust for the present and future ministry of the local diocese and wider denomination. In steadfastly supporting this position, the Diocese of Los Angeles has secured assets given by generations of Episcopalians and assisted in establishing a favorable precedent for the future, and particularly for other dioceses to prevail in similar cases. Invested in this position is more than $8 million in costs incurred on behalf of the Diocese of Los Angeles and the Episcopal Church by the bishop as corporation sole. This expenditure resulted in retaining multi-million dollar properties in Newport Beach, La Crescenta, Long Beach, and North Hollywood, and it establishing important legal precedent. While congregations of St. James the Great, Newport Beach, and St. Luke's of the Mountains, La Crescenta, continue in ministry within the Episcopal Church, congregations will not be restarted at All Saints, Long Beach, or St. David's, North Hollywood. The corporation sole currently holds title to the church property in Long Beach, a city where there are three neighboring Episcopal Church congregations, and a negotiated settlement allows the present congregation to worship on the site while remunerating the diocese for use of those facilities. Meanwhile, the Oakwood School has purchased the North Hollywood property, a fitting use in the mission of local secondary education. As we move forward, I ask your prayers that understanding will continue to grow among us as we experience resurrection anew in Christ. In that Easter spirit, we are called to look forward and as leaders of local congregations to strengthen the work that our parishes and missions are called to do. We can also share in current diocesan initiatives, including the Seeds of Hope Nutrition and Wellness Program, the Hands in Healing Outreach to Youth and Young Adults, and Horizons and Heritage, the upcoming observance of the Episcopal Church's 150th year in Southern California. It is important that we remain in community, not in isolation. And in that charity, we create space for people whose views may differ from our own. We are not here to judge one another, but rather to be in joy with one another in the name of Jesus. As resurrection people, we are looking forward to doing those things that would reflect the will of Jesus Christ, working to include people of all views and positions, making the Diocese of Los Angeles a beacon of inclusive, loving, joyful action in Christ Jesus. So I call each of you to renew your local ministries and to share in the ministries of the diocese. The door to the future is open. We will participate in our diocesan community by continuing to develop hands in healing and taking seriously reconciliation. Through Seeds of Hope, we will nurture new ministries in this diocese for food security and care for our environment through curriculum in our primary, secondary, and Sunday schools. We will continue to dwell in the new life and abundance of our diocesan community. Within the Episcopal Church, we will go through careful process to examine what is best for the whole community. In General Convention, we come to places of corporate decision, and whether we agree or disagree, we move forward in joy. We do the same in our diocese, where there will be no declarations of "I told you so" or "we won" regarding important deliberations. Here I think of times when General Convention meetings have observed times of silence and prayer before the announcement of significant votes taken. And it has been through such prayer that God has guided us from positions of separation to being made whole. I call you to pray for one another and for the unity of the entire Episcopal Church. Let us begin with this prayer. Almighty God, whose blessed Son before his passion prayed for his disciples that they might be one as you and he are one, grant that your church, being bound together in love and obedience to you, may be united in one body by the Spirit, and the world may believe in him who you have sent, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Together in Christ, the Right Reverend J. John Bruno, 6th Bishop of Los Angeles. Thank you.